Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Stand up for your country. So the Supreme Court hearing a very important case. Whether presidents of the United States have immunity for what they do in office. And this is off Donald Trump being prosecuted by a special counsel, Jack Smith, for actions that Trump took on January 6th during the riot at the Capitol. Okay. This is a very complicated situation because when I was researching Confronting the Presidents, which will be out on September 10th, there were very dubious things that presidents did while in office. Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, and the Supreme Court ordered him not to, and he said, blank you, I'm doing it. That could have gotten him in prison if, after the war, somebody decided to prosecute Lincoln. Lincoln was assassinated, but there wasn't even an inkling that that would happen. But what if you were a president and you used your position to enrich yourself? You made a deal with a foreign government that money was funneled into a private secret account, and you made a treaty that benefited yourself while president. You got all this money. And come on, that's a crime. You can't do that. So the Supreme Court has got to kind of walk this rope. Now, I'm going to have more analysis on this on Monday because I want to read the testimony today. Unlike everybody else on television news, I actually take my opinion seriously. I just don't throw them out there because I'm going to read what they have to say. But right now, from what I know, I think there's going to be a very close vote in the Supreme Court. The vote should come in the end of June. If the Supreme Court rules 5-4 that the presidents do have immunity, then the Trump case gets thrown out the window. If they rule 5-4, because that's what it's going to be, that no, the president can be held responsible for quote unquote criminal conduct, then, you know, the whole thing changes. So we're on it. We're looking at it. Monday in the Talking Points memo, I will present it to you. But I have to do some research over the weekend. Is that fair? I hope it is. So the Talking Points memo this evening is the Republican Party remains divided, and this is a big deal. So the Democrats are not divided. It's just they march whatever they're told to do by the leader in the House and the leader in the Senate. They do. There's no dissent. And the squad people are loons, and sometimes they peel off a little bit. When it really comes down to it, though, they come back in, not the Republicans. And this $95 billion aid package illuminates this once again. So yesterday, as you know, President Biden signed $95 billion taxpayer money going to Ukraine, Israel, and some South Pacific countries for national security reasons. All right. That's what the Biden administration says, that our national security is on the line because Putin's on a march in Europe, Ukraine. Hamas and the terrorists are on a march in the Middle East, and China's on the march in the Pacific. So we got to bulwark it by giving people money to stop those marches. That's what it is. So it passed in the House, as you all, we went over that. But 112 Republicans voted against giving Ukraine $60 billion. 112, substantial number. Okay, 21 voted against giving Israel the money they got. I think it was around $10 billion. And then 34 voted no on Indo-Pacific. Now, a bunch of reasons. Some of the politicians like Marco Rubio voted against this, okay, prestigious Republican senator. He wanted a border thing tied into it, all right? I said, you're not going to get anywhere with that, so do separate bills, which they did. Once it got to the Senate, then they consolidated all four separate bills in the House into one, and the Senate easily passed it. Okay, so Republican in 15 Republican senators dissented. The Republican Party is divided, and they fight among each other. Look, I respect votes of conscience. I disagree with the people who don't want to arm Ukraine. And I understand that Ukraine, when is it going to end? Was there this and that? It's a corrupt country. I got it. Okay, but the greater good is served by blunting Putin if the world can. I'm a simple man. So we give it a shot until it's hopeless. It's not hopeless now. Ukraine's done a pretty good job for 2 years, blunting this tyrant. But the Republicans fight among themselves. Okay, so the hard right, they don't want any of this at all. Okay, they don't want, we got a $35 trillion deficit. The debt. Yeah, it's true. Do. But the only way that's coming down is by a balanced budget amendment. It's the only way it's coming down. Okay, so it's not going to come down if you cut aid here or there. Not. And on the border, there is a House bill. So let's get it up and running. Let's have the debate in the Senate. George Will writes a column for The Washington Post. Now, George Will is a what they call a traditional conservative. He despises the hard right. He hates them. Will and I don't get along. Will, I believe, leveled grossly unfair criticism toward killing Reagan, my book, because Will was in the Reagan's pocket. He dined with Nancy every week. And we told the truth about Ronald Reagan, good and bad, in killing Reagan. And that's what we're going to do in confronting the presidents. You're going to see good and bad. And then at the end, you're going to make an assessment. Was the guy helpful or hurtful to the country? But Will didn't like the fact that we brought out some things about Ronald Reagan, absolutely 100% true, and Will couldn't refute them. But he didn't like that we wrote it in there. I said, much respect for him. But he wrote a column yesterday. I want to bring it to your attention, and I'm going to quote two paragraphs. The first one says, stoking the passion that is their excuse for pandering, the nihilism of the febrile minority in their party, a majority of House Republicans voted last Saturday to endanger civilization, hoping to enhance their political security in their mostly safe seats and for the infantile satisfaction of populist naughtiness, insulting a mostly fictitious establishment. They voted to assure Vladimir Putin's attempt to erase a European nation, unquote. That's pretty accurate for Will. Okay, that, you know, you don't give Ukraine the arms, $60 billion in arms, Putin wins, takes the country over. Second paragraph, quote, the Republican Party was founded as a noble rejection of the most consequential bad thing Congress has ever done, the 1854 Kansas-Nebraska Act, which authorized territories to vote slavery up or down, thereby valuing popular sovereignty more than liberty. On Saturday, the House voted 311 to 112 for $61 billion for Ukraine, with 112 ignoble House Republicans voting to condemn Ukraine to death, starved of such military basics as artillery shells. Okay, So are these people, these hard right Congress people and senators, not all of them are hard right, but most of them are they bad? No. Not generally speaking. They're voting their conscience, what they should do. They say they're representing the people who voted them in, and that's what they should do. I'm not condemning them across the board. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm telling you they're wrong. They're wrong. That if Putin takes Ukraine, this world is going to be tumultuous because the Chinese will move right into Taiwan. The mullahs in Iran, there's an alliance. Okay, Russia, Iran, China. They're allied against the world. And you think they're going to stop? Putin's never going to stop. You got to stop him. Okay. So I hope you all understand where I'm coming from here. I'm not a party guy. I'm an American guy. But the Republicans, by attacking them each other, which they do on a regular basis, let's take out the Speaker of the House, another guy, let's throw him out. You know, Johnson did a pretty good job. He came to New York and he went to Columbia. Did you see Chuck Schumer in Columbia? He's a senator from New York, Schumer. He didn't show up. There's Johnson from Louisiana. He's there. And you want to move this guy out after you move the other speaker out, McCarthy? That's what you're trying to do now? Marjorie Taylor Greene? Come on. It's so absurd. You know, you want to blow your own party up and reassure the Democrats and assure the Democrats win in November? My God. I mean, how bad does the Biden administration have to get before you wise up? And you have to make some accommodations. So the Republican Party is not doing that. And that gives the Democrats a huge advantage in November. Huge. And that's the moment.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Biden goes to Syracuse, New York, delivers remarks about chips and science or something. I don't even know. Nobody cares. But he's there to collect money. Then he comes down to Westchester County, just north of New York City, and he goes to a big fundraiser. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, his wife, are hosting this. I wonder if Catherine's going to wear that outfit. I don't know. That's why Michael Douglas said the other day that President Biden sharpened its attack. Okay. I don't think I would use that tack to tack anything, but that's why he did it. All right. So Biden isn't doing anything today but collecting money. Then he's coming down in the city from Westchester, about 20 miles, but he's not going to Columbia University. So what's he doing in the city? We don't know. White House won't tell us what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing, but I assume he's raising more money because that's what he does every day. I've never seen a president really like this, ever. Okay. Now, the press obviously covers for Biden all the time. Did you know that Biden put forth a new budget for 2025? I didn't even know that. Now, that's my fault because the budget was put forth a few weeks ago. I didn't even know it. So now I get this missive. I'm looking at it. In this budget, President Biden proposes a 45% capital gains tax. that would destroy the stock market. I wouldn't buy stocks. Would you? That if you have a profit in the stock, you're going to pay 45% to the government. That doesn't even count states. I'm just going to give you a little list. If that ever passed, which it won't, you'd pay 59% cap gains in California, 55 in Jersey, 55 in Oregon, 55 in Minnesota, and 54 in New York. Who's going to invest? No one. No one's going to invest in Americans' companies. Biden is against socialism. So we're going to take more than half of any profit you make. And if you lose, tough. You can write off $3,000 of any loss. So if you lose, tough. But if you win, we want half. This is Joe Biden. Now, is Joe Biden a communist? No. He has not said he wants to seize private property. Is he a socialist? Looks like it. Looks like it to me. Everybody went Obama socialist, Obama socialist, Obama. Biden makes Obama look like the Rockefeller family. Oh, my God. It's just staggering. So somebody should tell, by the way, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, who live very, very large, that Biden's after the Biden probably go into the house and with a pen and pen and go, yeah, we'll tax this, we'll take that, and all that. Okay. So yesterday in D.C., the president was giving a speech to North American building trade unions. All right. Here's how that went. Go.
I see an America where we protect freedoms, not take them away. I see an economy that grows from the middle out and the bottom up, where the wealthy pay their fair share, so we can have child care, paid leave, and so much more, and still reduce the federal deficit and increase economic growth. Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Four more years.
Four more years. Pause. So he read the instructions on a teleprompter say pause. He wasn't supposed to say that. He just didn't know what he was saying. He was reciting. Right? He can still read the teleprompter, but he doesn't know what he's actually saying, what the words actually mean. Because you couldn't know that and then say the word pause. So this is just another of a long, 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 long line. You know, when I have acquaintances that are going to vote for Joe Biden, and I just say, hey, you know, they don't care. Biden's as sharp as a tack. He isn't. He's not even close to being sharp. But that's what they want to believe. And they're going to believe it no matter what you present to them. Trump trial update. The National Enquirer guy was on today. If you want this, just go to CNN. I guess Fox has a lot of it. It's ridiculous. The only thing that was that he said under oath, this guy David Pecker, and you got to realize that this is the lowest of the low. The National Enquirer. You don't get lower than that. Okay. He said that none of the transactions that he had with the Trump people influenced the campaign, because he didn't print the stories that were salacious. Okay, I'm not even going to go over the stories because it's not what we do here. But be that as it may, it was another day of him. Now, why is this important? Enter Harvey Weinstein. When I just said you don't get lower than the National Enquirer, he's lower. Okay, so his 2020 rape conviction in New York was overturned today. And it was overturned by a 4-3 decision in the Court of Appeals, New York Court of Appeals, state court. It said that the judge made a mistake because he allowed prosecutors in the Weinstein trial to call women who were not directly related to the case. And you're not allowed to do that. Well, what's going on in the Trump trial? National Enquirer had nothing to do with Stormy Daniels. The other woman that they Choir allegedly paid and didn't print her story has nothing to do with Stormy Daniels. Nothing. Nothing at all. It's exactly the same thing. So I've said from the very beginning that the Trump lawyers are playing for appeal. And I mean, they might get a hung jury, possible. But they're, and this Weinstein thing, exactly the same. You can't just, you have to stay on what the allegation is, not bring in other people disassociated to say, oh, we did the same thing. No, no. That's not what our justice system is. Okay, now we've done an investigation, and I gave you a heads up on this earlier this week about who's behind these campus demonstrations. All right, the latest is that University of Southern California, USC, shut the whole school down. Whole school. All right, we shut it down. Emerson College in Boston. Okay, cops had to come. All kinds of trouble up there. And from what we understand, 23 colleges just this week have dealt with these protests. Now, I'm going to walk through this very slowly because I didn't know any of this, and my staff did a real good job on this. Okay. All of these anti-Israel protests are coordinated by one group. The group is called Students for Justice for Palestine. It was founded in 1993 at the University of California, Berkeley. Okay, it's been around for a while. That Students for Justice for Palestine is coordinating all of these demonstrations by using lists of known far-left sympathizers. They have lists on the media, social media, and they blast out emails and texts to them. Okay. Now, this group, Students for Justice for Palestine, they don't raise money. All they do, they're foot soldiers. They do the hard work of getting these loopy kids out on the street. There are two organizations that fund this, okay? The first is American Muslims for Palestine, founded in Illinois in 2006. Hardcore Arab sympathizers, okay? Hardcore. They raise money, and they give money to the Students for Justice for Palestine. The second organization is the Westchester's People's Action Coalition, WESPAC, founded in White Plains, New York, 1974. Again, been around for a while. Far, far, far left organization. Who donates to it? How about George Soros? Okay, hundreds of thousands of dollars in there for George. And they are an organization that is not just anti-Israel. They want to disrupt the United States of America. And here's the worst thing about it. Both American Muslims for Palestine and the Westchester People's Action Coalition, if you donate to them, you can write it off on your taxes. So they're fostering violence, and you can write that off. Now, immediately, the Biden administration should suspend. Okay, they are not nonprofits. They are activist groups. But, of course, Biden won't do it. So, there you have it. If you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge member, you can get a transcript of what I just said and keep that transcript. I guarantee you, you will hear that story nowhere else. Okay? NBC News? No. NPR? No. Fox News? No. Why wouldn't Fox News do it? It doesn't have the will to do it. Could, but they're not set up for that now. They used to be, but now it's chat. Now, I'm not disparaging them. I'm just telling you, you will not get that information anywhere else from the media, but here. So it's worth your while to become a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com to have access to all of this information. Because people just don't know about it. And, you know, it's important. So we have a system here where you can give money to radical left organizations and write it off. And those organizations, in my opinion, foster violence and hatred and anti-Semitism and a whole bunch of other stuff. Imagine if you could write off donations to the Klan or the American Nazi Party or the Stormfront. Okay? You think there'd be a little bit of controversy on that? I think so. Think those networks would be reporting that? Oh, you bet. But radical left, hey, take it off your taxes. Unbelievable. It really is. But I'm glad we could bring you that information.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Smart Life. So this may be a record-breaking travel summer in America. Already the airlines are booking fast. If you're going to fly someplace, you better get with them, you know, soon. People are moving around. I got some cash. All right, they're going to take vacations. Smart Life. You got to choose your airline. Some places you can't. You just got one choice, which is horrible. So the three worst for on-time performance and cancellations are, drum roll please, Frontier Airlines, JetBlue. Oh, JetBlue. Yes. Do I have a vendetta against JetBlue? Yeah, I do. Okay. Just Google me and JetBlue and you'll find out why. Spirit Airlines. And JetBlue wanted to buy Spirit Airlines. Even Buttigieg, even the government said, no. You're so bad separately, we're not going to let you merge so you can terrorize the flying consumer. So they said no, and JetBlue and Spirit couldn't ally. Just, they are the worst. Now, who are the best? Okay. Alaska Airlines, they always have a good reputation, although I think a door blew off one of their Boeing planes. That's not good. And then Delta and SkyWest, which are associated. I have to say, I actually wrote the CEO of Delta a letter because I just don't want to be a negative guy. And I said, I was on a flight, one of your flights, and it was excellent. And I took the names of all the flight attendants and I wrote them down and I sent him the names, the CEO. Because when it is good, I think that a guy like me who's hypercritical should do that. And I got a nice reply from the guy. I forget his name, the CEO of Delta. But Delta and SkyWest are the best on-time people. Okay, Smart Life. San Francisco. So at one time, San Francisco was the hottest, most lucrative real estate market in the country. All right? Everybody wanted to go to the city by the bay. Why? Because it's beautiful. Or it used to be. I love going to San Francisco. My last trip there was just in under the wire before it totally collapsed. And I took my son and we went to Alcatraz and Fisherman's Wharf. And you know, I know San Francisco very well, Chinatown. So it was ridiculous to buy a house in San Francisco. And the prices were... they peaked at $1.66 million in April 22. And for $1.66 million, you got a two-bedroom apartment, condo, not a house. Okay, you want a house, you better bring $5-6 million. Now it's dropped dramatically, okay? And it's because of the crime and the homelessness, and the far left took over. So 18% of the homes that sold in San Francisco for the first 3 months of this year, 24, okay, 18% sold at a loss. People lost an average of $155,000. And the market is flooded with sales. Flooded. People want to get out. Well, they can't, because things are not going to get better in San Francisco. They're not. They're going to go worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And pretty soon, you're going to have so much anarchy there. I don't know how you can have any more than you have now, but it's possible. When I go to San Francisco now, I don't stay in the city. I stay in Marin. I go right across the Golden Gate. There's some very nice hotels in Marin. And I take the ferry when I have to do business in San Francisco. Okay. UK. So everybody thinks England, Great Britain, and America are simpatico like this. No. Very, very apart on the migrant issue. That's the reason Great Britain left the EU. They didn't want to be flooded with people from all over the world. Once you're in the EU, there's no passport control. Anybody can go wherever they want, including if you're an illegal migrant. Nobody checks you. England, London said no, and they pulled out. Okay, now they still got migrants coming all the time. Some of these people, these poor people, are so desperate, they go on top of the trains through the tunnel from France to London. They're literally on top of the train, holding on. That's how desperate these people are. So England's been overwhelmed by migrants. Here's what they've done. And this is a story, again, not reported in the United States. England made a deal with the African country of Rwanda. Okay, remember Rwanda was the genocide place and all that? Okay, it's a little bit better now. And they gave Rwanda $300 million or pounds, whatever, to take all of the asylum seekers that find themselves on British soil. So if you get to Britain and the authorities round you up, you can't stay in Britain. You go to Rwanda, and that's where you wait. And trust me, you're going to be waiting for a long time. So the deportation flights are expected to begin this summer. You put all of the asylum people on. It's like the wait in Mexico. But Mexico, you're waiting just across the border. Here, you're flying 1,000 miles south to Rwanda. Okay? And expect to be in the summer. Totally, Rwanda is going to make about $700 million out of this. So that's why Kigali, that's the capital of Rwanda, is doing it. $700 million, they're not going to get that anywhere else. So they're going to take the migrants. I feel desperately sorry for these people. They have nothing. And now they're going to get booted out of England or Scotland or any part of the UK. And they're going to get, and they're going to show up in Rwanda. Did you know that? No. This is the kind of stuff that should be reported. Okay, back to the USA. 25% of Americans over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire. They're going to drop dead in the workplace. Most of it's financial. And this comes from the AARP survey of more than 8,000 adults. So they go, we can't retire. All right, 25%. 70% say we can't meet our expenses now. And that's because of Biden. Everything's higher. So Biden goes, oh, we're going to get a bunch of lies. All right, you just go down a list. You want to buy a car? It's more expensive than it was 4 years ago. House, way more expensive. Insurance on anything, way more expensive. Food, 30% more. On and on and on and on and on. So the older people in America, the senior citizens, can't keep up. Our retirement funds and our Social Security can't keep up. So we got to work. So that's what's happening there. Now, I'm surprised the AARP is doing this because that's a very pro-Biden outfit, very left-wing AARP. That's why we're at AMAC. Okay, we're at AMAC does pretty much the same thing that AARP, but AMAC is traditional and leans right, whereas AARP is left. Okay, now because of this and your computer looking at it all day, every day, nearsightedness, myopia is booming. By 2050, half the people on Earth are going to be nearsighted because of the screens. So get ready. And if you want to buy I just had to buy sunglasses, $400. $400. The prescription, but come on. All right, this week in history, this is a gruesome story. I'm sorry, but I have to bring it to your attention because it does pertain to today. So 91 years ago, April 26, 1933, okay, an organization called the Gestapo was foisted upon the German people. It was run at first by Hermann Göring, second in command of Adolf Hitler. Then it was taken over by Heinrich Himmler, the leader of the SS. Now, if you've read my book, Killing the SS, you know all this already, okay? The Gestapo was probably the worst organization in the history of mankind. I don't know of any worse organization than this. And these were German people. German Americans is the highest ethnic group in this country. Yeah, you go to Germany and just physical, the same. So the Gestapo had unlimited power to arrest anyone it wanted without a warrant, no lawyer. They just disappeared them. They'd come into your house, they'd take the whole family or the father or the mother, whoever they wanted, and that person was gone, vanished. And then when the Gestapo got them, they could torture them, they could murder them, or they could send them to concentration camps. That's why Himmler took it over, because the SS were running the concentration camps. But the Gestapo, they were in plain clothes. They were in every town. You didn't know who they were. And anybody they thought was anti-Nazi, against the party, okay, they round up. And then when the Germans started to conquer all these countries, the Gestapo was first in. The same thing. They're the ones that got Anne Frank and Holland. Now, why am I telling you all this? We all know how bad the Nazi regime is. Putin does exactly the same thing. There is no difference. His security services can go into any home in Russia it wants, take anybody it wants out, put them anywhere, don't tell their family, no lawyer, nothing. China, same thing. Same thing. In China, they actually have concentration camps. They're in the western part of the country where nobody is. Mostly Muslim activists are put in those camps. Okay? So China and Russia do the same thing that the Gestapo did in the Third Reich in the 1930s and 40s. This terrorizes their population. So people go, oh, why don't they rise up? They can't rise up. You say one negative word, and your own kids will testify, because they're in school, the kids are taught. If your dad or mom says something bad about the regime, you tell me. Okay? Terror, you have no idea, because we live in America. Our justice system is collapsing, but it's not nearly what's going on over there. And most people have no blanking clue about this. Iran is the same way. That Revolutionary Guard over there, they want to get you, they're going to get you. And you got, they're actually keeping a Wall Street Journal reporter in prison for nothing in Russia. And the Biden administration can't get him out. Can't get him out. Nothing. And they got three or four Americans over there. So anyway, that happened to Gestapo 91 years ago today. Reed killing the SS, because it's never going to happen here, ever. But you need to know how bad it is in other places. And you need to know that our justice system here is not nearly what it should be. All right, I got mail. I got a final thought that I think you're going to have it's a little upset some people, but other people will go, that O'Reilly. All right, so that's a final thought. Back in a moment.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before, and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Gregory Pappas, Plymouth, Michigan. We can't allow Russia to take Ukraine, but make no mistake, the U.S. and NATO better get ready to send money and material support to Ukraine for several years or longer. Putin will not give up. I believe if Donald Trump is elected president, there will be a settlement in Ukraine. I could be desperately wrong on that. But talking to Trump, he's confident he can get Putin to the table, and he's done it in the past. But you're right, Putin is a sociopath. He's not going to admit defeat. But if he can't move, then it behooves him to get some kind of stalemate treaty. Jim Gable, Morgantown, North Carolina. If Ukraine wins and keeps its own country, isn't that a Putin defeat? But Putin will carve out Donbass and a few others, and he'll say, hey, we won. That's how the game is played. Melissa Sanborn, Redlands, California. Why would you think, O'Reilly, your statement about not wanting to be Biden on Judgment Day would be controversial? Anyone who believes in God would agree. I don't know about that. I'm being pretty harsh on Joe Biden by saying I wouldn't want to be him in front of St. Peter or however the judgment goes down. I'm being pretty harsh on him. I don't know if everybody would agree with that. I don't think so. Mark, concierge member, thank you, Mark. The media propaganda fest wouldn't be possible without 50% of the population being either brain dead or on drugs or hopelessly selfish. It's true. I mean, there are millions of people who watch MSNBC. Millions. They don't do well, but over a period of a week, you get tuned in at that level. Donna Flynn Hedges, Binghamton, New York. I have a friend who's a Democrat and believes the gas prices are going up because the companies are gouging. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden. What do you think I should say to her? Nothing. You can believe what she wants to believe. Doesn't matter. You can produce a chart and, you know, all of that. You know, not going to believe it. So don't say anything. Michael, concierge member. I have not given up in America. Never will. However, I no longer volunteer, and I no longer make financial donations. I just pray and I vote. You know, it's your choice. I give donations, a lot of them, to help kids. And I just gave an animal shelter in my area a donation. So I'm not, but I haven't given up on America. I think we're still by far the best country. Okay, so we got the mug shipping out tomorrow. Woke, not woke. Not woke and self-reliance. We ship tomorrow. Here is the important thing. The Not Woke mug is the hottest mug we've ever had, made in the USA. If you become a premium member to BillO'Reilly.com or re-up, you get it free. If you don't want the mug, you get any of my books free, including Confronting the President, out September 10th. But the mugs, if you get them, send me a picture of you and the Not Woke mug. You know, we'll put them up. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of good Father's and Mother's Day gifts on BillO'Reilly.com in the store. Word of the day, no chuffiness. C-U-F-F-I-N-E-S-S. No chuffiness. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. I'm back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here's a final thought. I wrote a message of the day, and I hope you read that. It's free. Let's go every morning. About a phone call I had with Donald Trump in 2016. And the phone call concerned his, at the time, lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's now involved in the Trump trial in New York City. And on that phone call, I called Michael Cohen a weasel. That was 8 years ago. And I write the message of the day and explain why. And I'm an oracle. I told Mr. Trump, this guy is a weasel. You better not trust him. That is the message of the day. Should you want to check it out on BillO'Reilly.com. We will have a new column on Sunday. We thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again on Monday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.